And Kathy Dawes again, along with Pottawatomie County Sheriff Greg Riott under Sheriff Shane Yeager. And I know 4th of July, you get through a stampede, and boy, there's just not much turnaround time, Sheriff. Here you got the 4th of July, and I know you help out quite a bit with what goes on in Wamego.
Yeah, it's a good celebration. Those guys, you know, Chris and Neil and Lanny and all the folks involved, they put on a heck of a show. And that's a really, really neat thing. So We turn around from the 4th of July, and the Adjutant General's office, we borrow a piece of communication equipment from them. It's called the Communication on Wheels, or COW is the acronym, and they will bring that down, I think, Monday, and we'll set that up. Chris Trudeau, our emergency manager, he's real good about helping us acquire equipment. So, in fact, once we get done today, we're double-checking our list to make sure that we've got all of our signboards and light towers and everything in place to help support Mike handle the traffic that's going to be in Wamego. But we'll have probably 7 or 8 deputies out there to help with everything and make sure that it goes as smooth as possible.
And Shane, you help with traffic control, I'm guessing, and other responsibilities during the 4th?
Yeah, we have several traffic points, like the sheriff mentioned. We assist Wamego Police Department. We have deputies assigned to the Balderson 24 area and then also at the Columbian 24 area to make sure traffic flow runs smoothly.
I know Chief Baker and Deputy Chief Schliffke both encourage people just to be patient because there's only so much room on those roads. I mean, it's going to take a little time to get out of there when it's over and done with.
That's a big thing, Kathy, as we hear a lot, is that it takes a while to get out of there. And it does. We sat there last year, and I go down there every year, and I do my best to help the deputies. And those guys, again, real proud of our deputies. Dale Burton, a lot of times, he'll come out of his house for, an hour and come help direct traffic at 24 and Columbian. And, most of those guys, they're on overtime out there helping out. But we watched last year, and again, I monitor the traffic, and Doug Adams this year is going to be, and he was last year, our supervisor of the event for us as far as traffic. But it took last year, it seemed like a half an hour before anything even really moved. It looks like a lot of our traffic goes west, and where the event is on the east side of town, there's a lot of little lots and, church parking lots and the schools and stuff like that are emptying out that are uncontrolled. So people stop to let people go in, which is courteous. So what happens when we're on the back end of the process, it's just a long time before that starts to move. So people get kind of frustrated, and best thing we can tell them is it's a really good show, and it's hopefully free, and just enjoy and know that afterwards it's probably going to be on the east end anyways. It's probably going to be about 30 minutes before you really start moving, and then it's about an hour and 15 minutes before things are kind of opened up, and we've seen that year after year. No matter what we try to tweak or change a little bit, it's just going to take some time.
Well, knock on wood, the weather's looking a little iffy right now. I know that Chris Hoopy was a little nervous about that, I think, but, we'll just play it by ear and hopefully it won't be too much of an issue. But one thing, I'm just curious, I'm kind of throwing this out there. I'm guessing this is not a good vacation time for your staff right now, Sheriff, between Stampede and this. Is anyone even allowed to take a vacation during this time frame?
No, and we're shorthanded. We have a couple officers that were injured in the line of duty over the past months, and they're off, and then we have a couple openings. So yeah, we're down a few officers. We got one of our new deputies out of the academy, Kevin Clark, and he worked part-time for us, and I believe he'll start in about 10 days. We're giving him some field training, and he'll start with us. So we're a little bit shorthanded, which affected us some at the Stampede. But, the deputies, a lot of credit to them for coming out and helping make this thing good.
A little classified ad time. So you're looking. I mean, what are the requirements if someone's kind of interested in that line of work?
Right now, believe it or not, we're full staffed for now. We have a gentleman coming to us that is certified in August, I believe.
Correct.
And we promoted two of our jailers, if you will, to deputy. And I think, when they start the academy, Shane?
July 31st, they'll start the KLETC Academy in Hutchison.
So it's a long process, Kathy. It's the academy is 14 weeks. So, generally, when somebody gives her 2 weeks' notice by the time we advertise, by the time we locate a candidate, and then you have some testing that you have to do through our hiring process and qualifications to make sure that they meet everything, then a 14-week academy. And then a candidate that's never been a police officer before, we'll train them after the academy for up to 12 weeks at the sheriff's office. So it's not a can you start work tomorrow? It's a long process.
It does sound like it, no doubt. Well, while we have you in, too, just some general safety during these summer months, holiday time frame, but boating safety is something specifically, and I think, Shane, if you would like to address that, and I know that we did hear from Todd Lovin a little bit about getting things prepared there at Tuttle Creek Lake, but you have also not just that to worry about. I know you have some other areas and rivers and things to be concerned about, but just some suggestions for folks out there.
Yeah, you know, Kathy, so with the summer months, we have a lot of acreage of water. People like to get out and experience that water, and it seems like there's a big influx of kayakers anymore that are voyaging the river, and a lot of times they do that at high tide just because of the current. It helps them go a little bit faster. So we just encourage people to make sure that they have, you know, safety plan and that they wear their life jackets. I mean, that's a requirement that they have life jackets. They don't have to wear them. The river, it's a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of dangerous areas on the river. I mean, there's a lot of trees and car bodies from old, you know, from people putting them in the river. So there's a lot of dangers involved in the river. We just encourage them to be very aware and make people tell, you know, let people know that you're going out on the river. Because a lot of times people don't realize, too, you put in at the Blue River Bridge and you say you're going to go to St. George. Well, they think it's a 30-minute ride. It's not a 30-minute ride. It's more like a 3 to 4 hour ride. So they don't experience that. So then they get in trouble and they don't know where they're at on the river. So it's always good. And there's mile markers along the river. So just pay attention to those mile markers. So if you do get in trouble, we do have a rescue boat. We utilize Wildlife and Parks and Manhattan Fire to help us with rescues. So, and we want to thank them because, again, it's a big effort out there to make sure everybody's safe.
And
so,
we have had some. I mean, I've worked with you gentlemen on a couple at least, and we've had some false alarms too. It seems like some fairly recently there was one that ended up that the boat had drifted off and there was no one in it. But
yeah, right now just checking with our records clerk Sarah Lampion, we have had 5 water rescues this year, 3 of them on the river and 2 on Tuttle Creek. And you know, the Corps of Engineers also, we want to thank them too, because they do assist us up on Tuttle Creek Lake with rescues and boating incidents.
And always wear a life vest. I mean, even if you think you're a good swimmer, that current can go pretty fast.
Yes. Again, I grew up around the water, and that's something my parents always made me wear is a life jacket too. And again, like I tell my kids, you know, if you go underwater, we don't live in the clear water, so there's no, I mean, they can't see you. You know, and so that's why we always encourage people to wear their life jackets.
I know there was already a tragedy out at Milford, not too far away from here, Fort Riley soldier, and apparently couldn't swim and, you know, was trying to move some different swimming type things that he was trying to move his wife and daughter back in on the flotation devices. That's the word I was grasping for. And just, you know, went under.
Yeah, sad deal.
Anything else we need to warn people about? Obviously, don't drink and drive. I mean, the usual. But anything else, Sheriff, during this time of year, during the summer months that you want to share?
You know, just like the boating and the 4th of July, it's happy times, and it's a good time. And you know, any more texting and driving, that is so dangerous. And cell phones are such a distraction, and they're part of everybody's life. You know, even a deputy sometimes will be receiving a call as far as, you know, where to get directions to go or something like that. We're trying to move all of our vehicle to hands-free, and in fact, it's, you know, we don't want our deputies using a phone. It's when they're driving. The obviously not texting, that's goes without saying, but I think the phone thing, you know, coming over this morning, there's a bicycle rider on the shoulder of the road, and gosh, you're kind of hard to see sometimes. So, you know, you want to make sure when you're behind the wheel that you're alert and aware. And whether it's a phone or alcohol or whatever, it pays to be safe. And like I said, it's a happy time. It's summertime. All the kids are out playing and 4th of July and stuff like that. And we sure don't want a tragedy to happen. So ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
And you mentioned the bicyclists, motorcycles. You just had a fatality fairly recently in your county, too, involving a motorcycle. So, you know, caution to folks. I'm getting ready for a trip of my own. But, you know, people need to be so careful, both the driver of the motorcycle and those vehicles out there kind of looking out for those motorcycles, too.
Yeah, and, you know, spraying rigs, there's sprayers on the road. The farmers and stuff are out there taking care of business. And so there's a lot of... You know, the more, I'm not sure what our count is. I know we're well over 20-some thousand a day towards Manhattan on 24, but we're still a rural community, and there's everything on the highway from tractors doing, you know, 17 miles an hour to bicycles to semis doing 65.
Good point. Well, while I have you both in here today, too, I know some other things that we, big drug arrest, I think, earlier in the week, Shane, and I think you were semi-involved in that investigation, if you don't mind sharing. It's a good time to kind of check in on that, too, and see how things are looking that way in the county.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, June 27th, the Sheriff's Office, along with the Wilmego Police Department, Wildlife and Parks, Buncee County Sheriff's Office, we executed a search warrant in rural Westmoreland area. In results of that, you know, we seized methamphetamine, marijuana, and firearms. And the individual that was arrested at the time was Billy Goodman, 38 of 11970 Pleasant Run Road, Westmoreland. He was arrested for possession of methamphetamine with intent to sell, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, cultivation of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, criminal use of firearms, and aggravated child endangerment. And he's currently in the Pottawatomie County Jail with a $250,000 bond.
Always good to know. And, you know, Sheriff, I was just reminiscing a little bit. I've been here 16 years now, looking back through the years. And I don't know if you've seen any kind of downtick, hopefully, when it comes to drug-related matters. I mean, I know it's always going to be out there. It seems like when I first arrived here, there were a lot more labs and things that we had to watch out for. We were, you know, really trying to crack down on theft of, you know, CO2, that kind of thing. But, I mean, kind of remind us, you know, how are things looking currently, do you think, comparatively speaking?
Oh, we have a drug problem, and I think most every county or city
anhydrous,
does.
It was anhydrous ammonia that I was also grasping for there.
Yeah,
shows how much I know.
Anhydrous ammonia. We don't see a lot of that stole. I think occasionally we'll get a report of some stole, but not very often. There's not near the number of labs, we don't believe, at least in our county around, that there used to be. It's available to buy, and that's usually what goes on. But we have a drug detective at the sheriff's office, and that's what he does. We're shorthanded right now. We've had a tough time hiring the past 6 months. So our numbers are down a little bit. There's good and bad in that. I mean, we want our numbers to be down. We don't want to see the drug stuff. It's not good. I mean, without a doubt, methamphetamine, it's bad. I mean, there's just no arguing about it. So I don't know that it's as prevalent as it used to be. You know, like Shane, when we talk about the prescription drugs now is kind of picking up a little bit and maybe swapping for some of the methamphetamine. But it's still out there. And again, hopefully we'll get full staff to working with our commission a little bit on maybe adjusting some pay for our deputies to be a little bit more competitive. We'll get full staffed and probably see our numbers go up a little bit on trying to, you know, slow down some of the methamphetamine abuse that's out there.
And marijuana is still illegal. You know, I know in some states it's maybe not, but it is, Shane. And, you know, people sometimes tend to forget that a little bit.
It is. And you know, one of the, like the sheriff says, we also have three canine units that are out there, you know, patrolling the streets too to help take out the illegal drug use. And marijuana, yes, in my opinion, I think it is a gateway drug to a lot of the drugs. So, I totally opposed to the marijuana.
Before we wrap up today, anything else, Sheriff? We've kind of covered the gamut, I would say, but anything else you want to share?
No, just, you know, I hope everybody has a good 4th and, you know, a safe 4th, and I hope they have a lot of fun.
Undersheriff?
I agree. I second that.
Okay, very good. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Greg Riott with us today. Undersheriff Shane Yeager will take a break. Dr. Jurgen Richt with us next, Kansas State University, and looking forward to speaking with him. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
The K- KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Manhattan Broadcasting Company is an equal opportunity employer. In order to widely publicize our job opportunities and outreach program, and organizations that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or that refers candidates to employers, please contact us about our employment contact list to receive the most current information about station vacancies. For more information or to be added to the list, please call Manhattan Broadcasting at 785-776-1350, stop by at 2414 Casement Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com.
You promised we'd update our kitchen when we bought the house. 20...